T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
At Poplar in Exeter, in Midtown on Union, and on Germantown Parkway. Or go to massageenvy.com. Call 901-290-2234 and book your appointment today for Massage Envy.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Right now, you can save on the food you love. Just buy 10 or more participating items and save 50 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What up, it's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
So tell me about the 96 rookie photo shoot, because that was such an iconic group. It's what, 5 or 6 Hall of Famers in that group?
And not only that image that y'all used is like the image that comes back up when people talk about that draft class.
The funny thing and the craziest thing to me about that cover now is you look at that cover and I don't think you even necessarily notice right away that Allen Iverson's not on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that class is so deep and so good that it's like Kobe and Camby and Twan and all these guys. And then you're like, wait a minute, where's AI?
Where was AI?
Right.
He dipped.
I was going to say, it was the classic two words of slam. AI left.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Gary Parish speaking to you from Hernando, Mississippi. Benadol's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day as best as you can. I hope you didn't go to bed too early last night because the NBA got wild last night. Milwaukee told Giannis they were going to do what they had to do to put a championship roster around him. And last night they took couple of steps in that direction. We'll talk about a wild night in the NBA momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Bobby Marks is an NBA front office insider for ESPN. Lots going on in the NBA. Nobody better to talk to about it than Bobby Marks. He's going to join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do 4 notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Greg Marshall is now official. He's out at Wichita State. Got nearly $8 million to resign earlier today. That's getting a lot of attention, but I'll tell you why it probably was the sensible thing for the school to do. We'll do that around 4:44. Theo Epstein has stepped down as president of baseball operations for the Chicago Cubs. So now the men who built the team and managed the team that won the 2016 World Series, they're both gone. Tell you about that a little later on this hour. You'll have an unusual thing on your television Saturday at 2:30. An SEC game will not be on CBS like is normally the case. Instead, it'll be a Mountain West game. I'll tell you which one just before 5 o'clock. And Ole Miss basketball coach Kermit Davis
is the latest prominent sports figure to test positive for COVID-19. He's now probably going to miss the Rebels' first two games of the season. I'll tell you more about that and maybe share a tragic story connected to this virus during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I want to start with the NBA because what a wild night in the NBA we had last night. The Bucks are clearly going all in to show two-time and reigning MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo that he does not need to leave Milwaukee in search of a championship roster. They are mortgaging the future to give Giannis a championship roster right now. Last night, they acquired Drew Holiday from New Orleans and Bogdan Bogdanovic from Sacramento. And the assumption is that they did it with input from Giannis, who will now sign a 5-year Supermax extension with Milwaukee very soon. Do you think that's right, Bennett? Is that the way you read it? These moves lock up Giannis long-term.
Yeah, I think so, especially because I think Drew Holiday is just such a good fit there. And like you said, it seems like they've consulted him about the thing. And I don't think there's any way in hell they give up 3 first-round draft picks if they don't know he's not re-signing.
Right. You don't do deals like this, unless you have gotten an okay from Giannis that we're all good on the 5-year Supermax. Because the only reason to mortgage your future for Drew Holiday and Bogdanovic is if you are sure that Giannis is going to be a part of your future. So not only do I think he signed off on this, I would imagine he had real input on it. And boy, Drew Holiday, talking the NBA last night, he's come a long way since I first saw him playing for Mark Goodfellow. It was all Good Auto Sales.
What?
We were out in, Goodfellow used to coach or help coach one of the pump and run teams out of LA, and I just thought it was hilarious. People on the summer circuit, grassroots circuit, didn't really even know that Goody was a used car salesman for Memphis as much as they just knew that he was, you know, part of Dana and David Pump's crew that was coaching the pump and run team. So I thought it would be hilarious to do a story about this and explain to the basketball world who Mark Goodfellow is and like just link to his commercials. And so that morning, I think we were at the Palms, maybe. They were staying at the Palms, and I had a breakfast with, among others, Drew Holiday, who was getting ready to start his senior year of high school, so that I could interview him about, playing for Pump and Run, but specifically Mark Goodfellow. And he goes from that to all these years later being the talk of the NBA after a late-night deal in November, which is just obviously odd relative to the normal calendar. Drew Holiday, for people who don't keep up with it, he averaged 19.1 points per game last season for New Orleans, shot 35.3% from three. Bogdanovic, 15.1 points for Sacramento in 29 minutes per game, shot 37.2% from three. So what these moves do is they add shooting around Giannis, which is obviously important because at this point in his career, though he is an amazing talent and a two-time MVP, he is a non-shooter, Giannis is. And so you want to surround guys like him with as many shooters as possible. They just added 2 shooters that slide into the starting lineup in Holiday and Bogdanovic. Yes, they did have to give up something to New Orleans. They send Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, 3 first-round picks and 2 first-round swaps to Sacramento. They send Dante DiVincenzo, Ersan Ilyasova, and DJ Wilson. So Milwaukee is actually losing 3 of its top 6 scorers from last season's team that won more games in the regular season than anybody else, but they still clearly got better. Here's a possible starting lineup. Tell me how good this is. Drew Holiday, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brooke Lopez. Is that the best starting lineup in the NBA?
I don't know if it's the best. I think it's probably the best in the East, depending on what Brooklyn ends up doing through all this. But I think it's definitely the best in the East.
And we'll get to the Brooklyn thing in a minute. But you know that if you go with that starting lineup, Holiday, Bogdanovic, Middleton, Antetokounmpo, Lopez, you've got 4 players who averaged at least 15 points per game last season and 3 players in that lineup who shot above 35% from 3 last season. Now, is it a big price to pay specifically for Drew Holiday? Yes, in a vacuum. But you can't think about this in a vacuum. You have to think about all of the possibilities that are in front of Milwaukee right now, the biggest being keeping or losing Giannis Antetokounmpo, one of the great young stars in the world. If you are at risk of losing him, if you don't do something like this, then you have to do something like this almost regardless of the cost. So I saw late last night, and the way the news broke was a little confusing for some because you didn't get the complete deal. I think Shams had something, and then Woj followed up with it. So at the beginning, it looked like, oh, wow, New Orleans just got fleeced. I think Dan Wolkin used that exact word. And then some people thought, maybe it was the other way around. Either way, it's in a vacuum a big price. But here's the truth. If all you have to do with New Orleans is give up Eric Bledsoe, who was a bad signing anyway, you didn't really like him, doesn't fit well with Giannis, George Hill, three first-round picks that are probably going to be, you know, in the 20s because you're going to be good for the foreseeable future, and two future first-round swaps, if that's what you have to give up, in a vacuum, it sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. But if that's what you have to give up to ensure Giannis Antetokounmpo signs a 5-year supermax extension, then it's well worth the price. Yep. Like, there's almost no price that's too big if by paying that price it leads to you keeping Giannis around long term. And with the way this past season ended and he seeming a little deflated, it was very important for Milwaukee to, as soon as possible, convince him that he does not have to leave Milwaukee in pursuit of a championship. This doesn't guarantee he will get one, but they have undeniably surrounded him with championship pieces. So it is a price well spent. And again, three first-round picks, it sounds like a lot, and it is. But what if it's the 28th, 29th, and 27th pick in those drafts? How big of a deal is that? Again, if the other side of it is you get to keep Giannis Antetokounmpo as a part of your franchise, this clearly makes Milwaukee the favorite in the East once again, and I think you could reasonably argue it makes them the favorite in the NBA, even above the LA Lakers. You mentioned Brooklyn earlier, and they were a part of the other big story in the NBA last night. And the report comes from Woj, and it reads like this. After turning down the chance to become the first $50 million per year player in league history, Houston Rockets All-NBA guard James Harden has made it clear to ownership that he is singularly focused on a trade to the Brooklyn Nets, sources told ESPN. As Harden's conversations with Net stars Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving ramped up in recent weeks out on the West Coast. Sources said the Rockets made a pitch for him to sign the maximum allowable extension, 2 years, $103 million, on top of the remaining 3 years, $133 million in his deal. So far, he has declined to sign that maximum allowable extension, and he's made it clear to the Rockets, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to chase a championship. Our window in Houston is closed. Send me to Brooklyn. Do you think he ends up in Brooklyn?
I don't think so. I don't know. That one's hard to gauge, in my opinion. I think at the end of the day, he still ends up in Houston.
I think, well, listen, he's got 2 years left on his deal.
Right.
So it's not like they – now, he can opt out. He's got a player option in – after the 2021-22 season. So he can be an unrestricted free agent after two more seasons. But if Houston doesn't want to budge on this for two more seasons, they don't have to. He is under contract with Houston. Now, we live in a time where star players are forcing themselves out of places all the time. Most recently, famously, Anthony Davis out of New Orleans to L.A. So this is very much like the Anthony Davis situation. But if you're Houston, what can Brooklyn give you that makes a sensible deal for James Harden? Like, I don't think it's available. Like, I don't think they have it. When you looked at, you go back to this Milwaukee-New Orleans deal, Milwaukee had things they could give New Orleans to make it sensible for New Orleans to pull the trigger on Drew Holiday. I don't know that Brooklyn has the assets to make it sensible to pull a trigger on a James Harden trade. So it's great that James Harden wants to go to Brooklyn and play with his buddies. And by the way, I have no idea how that's going to go. I mean, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving both want to score all the time.
There's no way that works.
Like, how does it work? You got one ball. Like, you – listen, the most important thing in the NBA is to have awesome players. That's clear and has forever been the case. But you do need role players and guys who are great at different things. And James Harden plays with the ball in his hands at all times. Kyrie wants the ball in his hands at all time, and Kevin Durant thinks he should be taking every shot. Like, you know, like he was jealous of the attention Steph Curry continued to get with the Warriors. So it certainly sounds big, and I just don't know if it works well. But beyond that, I don't even know if it actually happens, because James Harden can want to go to Brooklyn and want out of Houston, but he has no power in this. He can't make Houston move him, and he especially can't make Houston move him to the place he wants to go. So if I'm Houston, I do keep my phone on and let people call, but I'm not doing James Harden any favors, because he's not doing me any favors right now by making this all public. So if Brooklyn can put a package together that makes sense and it's better than any other package we can get for James Harden, if I'm Houston, sure, I'm happy to send you where you want to go. But if somebody else puts together a better package, then we'll send you to that place. I'm not going to make a lesser deal to make James Harden happy. But it is interesting. Like, this whole thing in Houston has fallen apart pretty quickly. GM, coach, Russ Westbrook wants out. Now James Harden wants out. And did you see the Rick Bucher report about what this is rooted in, possibly? I have Rick Bucher is a longtime established, accomplished NBA reporter. I don't know if this is true, but I also have no reason to question Rick Bucher as a source. So I'll just set it up that way. Rick Bucher said that the players and even Daryl Morey had become frustrated in Houston because the owner, Tillman Fertitta, is a very public supporter and friend of President Trump. And the political lines in the NBA, really in this country, but also in the NBA, have been drawn so strongly that there became a revolt, is possibly too strong of a word, but certainly a they reached a point where some of the people in that organization more or less just said, you know what, we don't want to work with that guy anymore, for that guy anymore. Like, he is friendly with and supportive of somebody we do not respect on any level. If I can get a paycheck somewhere else in this league, I'd rather get a paycheck from somebody else in this league. Again, that's not my reporting. That's from Rick Bucher. But it would be wild if this owner's friendship with the president actually cost him relationships within his own organization that ultimately turned what some people thought was a Western Conference contender into something that appears isn't going to look anything close to that again anytime soon. Again, Russell Westbrook wanting out, James Harden now wanting out. I don't know if either one of them will get moved, what the market is for them, but Bobby Marks probably does, so I'll ask him next.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Connor so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Connor. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones. I looked up one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
It's Chevy truck month. It's deck building month. It's work and play month. It's the month to get things done with the Silverado 1500 and Silverado HD, the strongest, most advanced family of Silverados ever. It's explore new ground month with the Colorado ZR2 named the best off-roader by Popular Mechanics. And room for everyone month in a versatile and advanced Tahoe and Suburban, America's best-selling family of full-size SUVs. So whether you need a pickup truck or a full-size SUV, Chevy has the right truck for you. Plus, now during truck month, make it your own with a $1,000 accessory allowance with the eligible purchase of a new Chevy with accessories. So make this month the month to get a Chevy truck and make every month truck month. See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. Excludes Colorado-based models. Must take new retail delivery of a 2020 or 2021 Silverado 1500, Silverado HD, Colorado, or 2020 Tahoe or Suburban with eligible GM or associated accessories by 11/30/2020. Accessory purchase must be equal to or more than $1,000 at MSRP. Excludes tax and installation. Not available with some other offers. Visit All-Star Chevrolet today.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed.
I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new Unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you.
Greg Marshall is out at Wichita State. It became official earlier today. Got nearly $8 million to resign. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he's an NBA front office insider for ESPN. It's Bobby Marks. Make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
So let's start, Bobby, with the big news last night. Milwaukee making moves to add pieces around Giannis. They get Drew Holiday. They get Bogdan Bogdanovic. Do you approve of the Bucks' decisions to make these moves last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with the fate of Giannis kind of hanging over your head, you know, you're not content bringing back the same group that, although they won you, what, 75% of your regular season games the last 2 years, you know, has lost in the playoffs and has not gotten to an NBA championship or NBA finals. So I think the last thing you wanted to do is stay content, and then you basically have a repeat performance for a third straight year, and then your franchise player is going to be out the door in 2021. So, yeah, I mean, on paper, when you add, you know, Drew Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovic, I mean, your starting five is as good as it gets. Now the question is, now what happens to your bench? You know, you got seven guys under contract. If you're pressed against this hard cap, so you're staring at, you know, minimum type player, minimum exception, second rounders to build out, you know, the back end of your bench. So, it's the risk I think you had to take, but it was a lot. I mean, New Orleans probably made out as good as they can get when you get three first. Two of them are unprotected, two swaps. So I understood why Milwaukee did. I understood why New Orleans did it, and we'll see what else the Bucks can do in free agency here.
sometimes in the league you'll see a championship caliber team and the salaries are adding up pretty quickly, and they have to do what it appears Milwaukee's going to have to do, is now go out and get veterans on minimum contracts. And it works with the Lakers, and I think it works with the Warriors. Will it work in Milwaukee? Will veterans get minimum deals to move to Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's going to be – you're right. It did work in Los Angeles with the Lakers, and it worked in Golden State, you know, when you were able to get, you know, players like, you know, David West, and I think JaVale McGee went there on a minimum. So and with the Lakers, certainly with Dwight and guys like, you know, Markieff Morris, Rondo took a pay cut last year to do it. I think that's going to be – what's the drawing power of Giannis for some of these players? Do they think they have a chance to win a championship in Milwaukee compared to going to Brooklyn, you know, going to the Lakers, going to the Clippers, going to the Warriors? So I think we're going to learn a little bit about the star power of Giannis here as far as who he can draw out there.
Are we accurate to assume this secures Giannis's contract extension? The belief seems to be that Milwaukee does this with an understanding that if they do it, Giannis is good to go. Is that a reality?
Well, I never want to say it's a done deal. You know, certainly he can look at what's going to happen with Drew Holiday. He's got a player option for 2021. I think if Holiday is willing to commit, you know, certainly long term, then yeah. I mean, I think that's — I mean, this is as much as this front office can do as far as from a roster standpoint. I think even if Gary, I think even if he does sign it on or agree to it on Friday here, and there's an understanding that maybe if things do go south in a year from now or 2 years from now, that he eventually could be moved. I think there's no risk from both sides to have a gentleman's agreement to that. It gives Milwaukee the security that at least they can get something for him. It gives Giannis the knowing that he's going to get $228 million with Milwaukee or another team down the road here. But, yeah, I was leaning towards him probably just playing out the season. But with these two trades, I'd probably be more surprised if he did not agree to this, you know, come towards the end of the week here.
Talking to Bobby Marks from ESPN. New Orleans, after selecting Zion Williamson first in last year's draft, you know, they signed J.J. Redick. They were trying to be a playoff team. Now it appears by moving Drew Holiday, they are willing to take a step back. What is the thought process in New Orleans right now?
Yeah, I think maybe a little step back. And I think it's probably by what other teams, the Houstons of the world, the Oklahoma Cities of the world, who were playoff teams last year. I think they, you know, are probably going to take a major step back. So you get Stan Van Gundy there. We'll see what happens with the full year of Zion. I think it's, you know, certainly the Lonzo Ball role increases. You still got Redick. We'll see what happens at pick 13. They've got the 24th pick in a draft. You got Josh Hart, but you get younger. So anytime you lose a Drew Holiday, you do take a step back. We'll see with Eric Bledsoe and George Hill if they're going to be there for the full season. It's a different — I would have liked to see how this group worked, understand, but I understand the business of it, that you couldn't have the risk of Holiday going into next year as a free agent and then you lose him for nothing, and then you're basically kind of, you know, staring at what you could have done, and now you got a free agent out there.
The other big story in the NBA last night, James Harden reportedly, according to Woj, wants out of Houston, has turned down the opportunity to become the first $50 million per year player in NBA history. He doesn't just want out of Houston, though. He wants to go to Brooklyn to play with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Is there a deal that is even available that could get something like that done?
I don't see it right now. I mean, I think if you're Houston and you're looking at what Milwaukee just had to give up to get Drew Holiday with three ones and two swaps, at the minimum, that's kind of what you're looking for from Brooklyn. And then we're talking about players. And I think Brooklyn has, you know, with Spencer Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert and Jared Allen to kind of make the money work. Are you willing to really gut it with players and picks, and is that even good enough from the Rockets' standpoint? So I think it's something that's probably going to play out. I think you probably want some type of clarity when we're heading into training camp on December 1. You've got a new coach in Steven Silas. You've got to figure out what you're going to do with Russell Westbrook. So I think if Brooklyn went to Houston right now and said, hey, you pick what you want, yeah, you could probably get a deal done. Does Brooklyn want to go in that direction? I think you probably have to take a little bit of a pause and figure out, hey, if what we have right now with LeVert, you signed Joe Harris, you've got Durant, you've got Kyrie, is that good enough, or do we have to gut it? And as you've seen, you know, when you know that Carmelo trade in 2011, when New York really had to gut that roster there, that usually sets you back a little bit, and it's much different than just signing a guy off the streets in free agency.
From a basketball perspective, does Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, does that work together?
And a rookie coach and Steve Nash, God bless them, right? You know what? We're going to be – we throw around the word culture a lot, certainly when we talk about Miami. We're going to be throwing around the word sacrifice a lot. You know, can you get three players, two top five players, and with Kyrie, a top 15 player, to sacrifice? I mean, the usage rate for these three is off the charts in here, and – Is Harden willing to accept the role as the third wheel, or is Kyrie, you know, or KD the number two guy again, like he was in Golden State? And then you got Steve Nash, who's kind of walking into it. And I think Steve knew what he was walking into, but now you throw James into the mix. That's a tough ask, but on the positive, you do have a good coaching staff, and you got Mike D'Antoni at James in Houston, and who has managed Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, you know, guys who have, a little bit of high maintenance here. So I think it's a wait and see. It's certainly fascinating. There'll be must-see TV, but I don't know if it does work.
Wrapping up here with Bobby Marks from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, tomorrow night is the NBA draft. It's still unclear who is going to be the first pick, but sportsbooks have moved the favorite to LaMelo Ball. Do you have an idea of who will be the first pick in tomorrow night's NBA draft?
I don't. I just think because it's so fluid right now, and there's so much smoke and mirrors with teams. You know, everyone lies at this time of the day. And I lied when I was with the Nets, and you just kind of – it's the nature of the beast. I think if Minnesota does stay put, I think if you're basing it on talent, certainly LaMelo could be the guy there. But is there a team that's willing to jump up there to one? And he's the guy that teams, if you're Detroit at 7, if you're New York at 8, have kind of more intrigue to move up to that top spot to grab him. I don't see a waiting line of teams willing to go up to one to get Anthony Edwards or James Wiseman there. So I think the books are probably right with LaMelo. I just think it's a matter of does Minnesota kind of stay there at number one.
That is Bobby Marks, NBA front office insider for ESPN. You can see him on ESPN and, of course, follow him on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. I know you're busy. I appreciate you being here. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, buddy. That's Bobby Marks from ESPN. And we got some breaking news right now that will impact the University of Memphis men's basketball program. Texas A&M is the latest school to withdraw from the Bad Boy Mowers crossover classic in South Dakota. So we've talked about this over and over again. Listen, it is still on schedule to happen next week, but the numbers all over this country are getting horrific in our community, including, and it's especially bad in South Dakota. And more and more university presidents, athletic directors, coaches, for different reasons at different places, are growing more uncomfortable by the day with the idea of traveling there and then coming back home and possibly contributing to community spread. So we've already seen Duke pull out, Utah pull out, Ohio State and Dayton, and now Texas A&M. So that is – did I just do that right? Utah,
yeah.
Ohio State, Dayton, Duke, Texas A&M, five of the original eight teams have already pulled out of this thing? Five of the original eight teams have pulled out of this thing. Now, Duke pulled out when it got moved to South Dakota. They were like, we were cool with going to Bahamas. We ain't trying to go to South Dakota. We'll do our own deal. But everybody else that has pulled out because of COVID-19 concerns. And so, as of this minute, the Tigers are still planning to travel to South Dakota next week and open the season on November 25th, that's next Wednesday, against St. Mary's. But is that actually going to happen? I don't know. We'll see.
But another team, Texas A&M, Buzz Williams' program, has pulled out of the event scheduled for South Dakota that Memphis is playing in next week. When we come back, became official earlier today, Greg Marshall has resigned as head coach at Wichita State University, got nearly $8 million in a buyout. A lot of people have really focused on that and insisted that it is crazy for Greg Marshall to be accused of punching a player, be forced to resign, but still get $8 million. And if you think it's crazy, like, I hear you. But it's also sensible in other ways, and I'll explain when we get back. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. You just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. We got MAC football tonight, Buffalo at Bowling Green. Buffalo is a 31.5-point favorite tonight on the road, but I am told that Bowling Green is absolutely terrible, so we should roll with Buffalo and the 31.5. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Again, the app is really awesome. Super easy to register if you haven't yet. Easy to deposit your money and easy to find that exact bet you're looking for. And to claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Treat yourself to fresh blueberries today. They're ripe and juicy, and 1-pint cartons are 2 for just $4 with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This holiday season, Old Dominic, your favorite hometown brand, invites you to enjoy their Memphis Toddy, the first bottled cocktail. It's a special family recipe that dates back to pre-Prohibition. Complex botanicals and spices are infused with Old Dominic's high rye heritage bourbon to create a flavor unlike any other. Memphis Toddy is a spirit that's made to be shared with the ones you hold dear at this year's holiday parties and get-togethers. It's fantastic served with warm cider as that extra something in your eggnog, or simply poured over ice. It's a whiskey that pairs perfectly with fall and winter. And if you're looking for a truly enjoyable gift this year, Hewling Station small batch whiskeys from Old Dominic are sure to bring a smile. A high rye bourbon, a light sweet approachable wheat whiskey, and a perfect blend of the two. Give one or all three. It's a great gift for all whiskey lovers. For the holidays, follow Old Dominic on Facebook and Instagram for the latest info, news releases, and cocktail recipes. Visit anytime at olddominic.com. Happy holidays from Old Dominic.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. New customers can make their first bet risk-free up to $500 with a bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T. Bet with confidence day in and day out with innovative parlay selection tools, in-play betting, daily boosted odds specials, and much more. It's always showtime on the BetMGM app. from the same folks who bring you the most exciting sports books and casinos on the Las Vegas Strip. At BetMGM, you're always just one click away from your victory dance. Download the app today or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to get back up to $500 in free bets on your first wager. It's time to turn big plays into paydays at BetMGM, the official sports betting partner of the Tennessee Titans. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Looking for a new ride to celebrate the end of 2020? We got it at Gossett Kia's holiday sales event. Command the season and you'll find what you want, need, and love at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. 2020 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, $189 per month lease. All 36 months, $3149 due at signing. And don't miss 2020 Kia K900. We Gossett at $10,000 off MSRP. You want it? We Gossett at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE 242-174, MSRP 20,505, Soul, M77-55-682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00-3199, MSRP 25,725, K900, MSRP 65-610, L60-26907, L60-21220, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11-30-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
And the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of cyber threats danced in their heads.
Add cyber threats to the holidays and it ruins the whole thing. Like if you're gift shopping online.
I entered my credit card so lively and quick, never considering that cyber criminals were watching my every click.
We do so much online this season that can end up exposing our personal information. But if you have Norton 360 with LifeLock, the holidays look a lot merrier.
On Norton, on LifeLock.
Norton 360 with LifeLock helps protect the info on your devices, your online privacy, and your identity. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock helps you tell cyber criminals to
dash away, dash away, dash away all.
Now you can save 25% or more off your first year. Go to Norton.com/news. That's 25% off at Norton.com/news.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tag your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perverseness. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
Said that you'll love me, ayy. I'm guessing I'ma be okay. Said that you'll feel me now. I feel like
are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. Live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you are somebody who likes to support local businesses that support local universities, especially in these trying times, Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that's the insurance agency for you. If you don't have a good life insurance policy, you need to get one. You wouldn't want something unexpectedly to happen to you, and then you leave your family in both an emotional bad place, but also a financial bind. A good life insurance policy can help avoid that nightmare. So if you don't have one, you need to get one. And if you don't have one that's good enough, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They are waiving the medical exam to help customers with the COVID-19 social distancing protocols. So take advantage of that. Check the website, rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is on Canada Road in Lakeland. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, 867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Karkin is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but Right now, I got four stories I would like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
What we knew was going to happen, just a matter of time, actually did happen earlier today. Wichita State announced that Greg Marshall has resigned as its head men's basketball coach after the most successful run in school history, a run that included a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, a trip to the Final Four, and Greg Marshall being named in that season where the Shockers got a one seed in the tournament, the National Coach of the Year. He's done at Wichita State, resigned after allegations that included him punching a player and choking an assistant coach. The first incident happening in 2015, the next in 2016. Got nothing new to say about this from a, whether Greg Marshall should have been fired or kept his job, or whether Greg Marshall played this the right way or the wrong way. We've been over that many times at this point, as recently as yesterday. So let's just focus on the new news, which is that he got nearly $8 million in his buyout. And when that part of the settlement was made public, people were surprised and also troubled, because why in the world would a university agree to give a man $8 million, nearly $8 million, who is literally accused of punching a player? Like, that is a fireable offense. Why are you giving him $8 million? And if you want to be upset about it, I understand, because on a surface level, it is insane. The guy is accused of punching a player. An investigation showed that he punched a player. Why does that guy get $8 million to walk away? Here's the other side of it, though. Greg Marshall was going to sue if they tried to fire him for cause. If they tried to fire him and void the contract, and that's the only way you can avoid paying him this money, what he is owed. Because right now, he had, I don't know if people understand his contract, it was roughly $3.3 million per year for 7 years with an automatic rollover every year. In other words, he had a 7-year contract that after 1 year did not become a 6-year contract. And after 2 years, become a 5-year contract. And after 3 years, become a 4-year contract. He had a 7-year contract at roughly $3.3 million per year that every year automatically was extended by a year. So every year for the past few years and going forward, it's a 7-year deal, $3.3 million, in excess of $23 million. That's what Wichita State owes him right now, or did this time yesterday, in excess of $23 million. So they were going to try to, if they were going to try to fire him for cause, he was going to sue for that money immediately, and probably also damages, all sorts of stuff. It's possible that they would have won the lawsuit, but it is also possible that they would have lost it. And either way, they're going to spend tons of money and time and create bad headlines, drag this thing out for years trying to fight it. What happens if you get into this lawsuit and there's depositions and Greg Marshall's lawyers start asking real tough questions? Like, okay, this thing happened back in 2015. Who knew about it? Did anybody? If so, why wasn't something done about it then? And if you're going to fire him now for something that happened then and you knew about it then, why didn't you fire him then? And if you didn't fire him then and you knew about it, are you really firing him for cause? Why do you have cause now if you didn't have cause then? It just could have gotten very, very complicated. And Wichita State ultimately decided, we don't want to go down this path. We would rather just, let's have a clean break. Everybody walks away satisfied. Everybody agrees. I'm not suing you. You're not suing me. I'm not bad-mouthing you. You're not bad-mouthing me. No depositions for anybody. And this is over.
Now, is $8 million a big number? Yes, it is. I was frankly surprised it was that big. I thought he'd get something like $5 million. But it ain't my money, so why do I care? And if that's where the negotiation landed, then that's where the negotiation landed. And so I know on a surface level, it seems crazy that Greg Marshall could get $8 million to walk away after being accused of punching a player. But the alternative to him getting $8 million was maybe him getting in excess of $23 million if he sued you and actually won the lawsuit. So Wichita State is just making – I promise you they had lawyers who told them it's time to make this go away. It's time to end this. You don't want it dragging out. It gets expensive even if you win. And if you lose, it gets very, very expensive. And, oh, by the way, if you lose, it could cost other people their jobs. Just write the guy an $8 million check and be done with it. So that's what happened today. And then the big question becomes, will Greg Marshall ever coach college basketball again? I would lean toward no. He's already 56 years old. And, you know, he has said before he didn't want to coach past 60. Now, coaches say that kind of stuff all the time, and then they're still coaching when they're 70. But I know Greg does enjoy his life away from basketball. He enjoys – like, there are some basketball coaches who all they want to do is coach basketball. Jim Boeheim wants to be in the gym every day. That's where he's comfortable. Rick Pitino wants to be in the gym every day. When I would talk to Rick when he was out in between Louisville and Iona, you know, Rick's got all the money in the world and, like, you know, has kids and grandkids and – he's told me he didn't really miss the games, but he did miss the workouts. He missed being in the gym. And, you know, he likes waking up every day and going to the gym. And not having that was a real void in his life. I don't think Greg's like that. I think Greg enjoys coaching, but Greg also enjoys, you know, playing golf and sitting on the back porch having a glass of wine with his wife. And so I assume that he might have an opportunity to coach again because he was wildly successful, first at Winthrop and then at Wichita State. But I'm not certain he will do it. I'm not certain because I don't think he'll get the type of job that will allow him to travel and compete at the level that Wichita State allowed him to travel and compete. And at that point, if you've already got all this money and you don't really need it the way some other guys need it, why do you want to do it? As always, we'll see. But either way, Greg Marshall, now official, out at Wichita State.
Story number two.
Big news out of Chicago. Theo Epstein stepped down as the president of baseball operations with the Chicago Cubs. Still only 46 years old, and he is the guy. Like, he could retire today and be in the Hall of Fame, right, and he's still got, in, you know, three decades of baseball work in front of him if he wants to do it. He obviously tore down and then built the team that won the 2016 World Series and broke that 108-year drought for the Chicago Cubs. And so now the man who managed that team, Joe Maddon, no longer in Chicago, and the man who built that team, Theo Epstein, no longer in Chicago. There was some thought that he might be doing this move now, because he had one more year on his contract, that he might be doing this move now so that he could go run the Philadelphia Phillies or the New York Mets. And I'm not ruling any of that out, and man, I would love it if he did actually go work for the New York Mets and their new owner, Steve Cohen. But Theo did say today, in an email to friends that was obtained by Jeff Passan at ESPN, that he is going to take a year off, that next summer will be the first summer in a, I believe he said 30 years that he hasn't, you know, worked for nearly 30 years. He hasn't worked for a Major League Baseball franchise. And so he, at least right now, his plan is to actually take a year off and then get back into baseball at some level. But, you know, plans can change. So we'll leave open the possibility that he is actually working for somebody next season. But at this moment, he's saying that's not going to be the case.
Story number three.
Going to look weird on CBS on Saturday because that normal 2:30 slot that is reserved for an SEC game is not going to be an SEC game. It is going to be a Mountain West football game. It will be Nevada and San Diego State, 2:30 Central Time on CBS, America's most watched network. It'll be the first regular season Mountain West Conference game on network television since Boise State at Nevada on December 1st, 2012. And this is, as is everything in this world right now, obviously a byproduct of the COVID-19 pandemic. The SEC game was supposed to be Texas A&M Ole Miss, with Texas A&M ranked fifth in the country and in contention for a playoff spot, but that game got postponed because of COVID-19 protocols, and CBS was scrambling. And so now Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson and Jamie Erdahl will be in Reno for San Diego State at Nevada, and I guess we'll get back to SEC games the following week. But this whole thing is just turning into a mess, obviously, yeah, in real-world terms in our country. But the impact it's having on sports is it's a daily thing that is increased to a level that we have not previously seen, which brings me to
story number four.
Ole Miss coach Kermit Davis has tested positive for COVID-19, and he is awaiting a second test now, but assuming that it confirms the first positive test because of the isolation period required, he would probably miss Ole Miss's first two games of the season. Kermit is 60 years old, so not quite at the 65, the age 65 high risk category, but still, he's a man in his 60s who's now contracted a virus that attacks people in different ways. So obviously, basketball stuff not really that important right now. You just hope that Kermit, if he is asymptomatic, remains asymptomatic, and if he does develop symptoms, that they are not severe. Because, like I said, this virus can attack people in different ways. And by the way, real quick, just because I've had a lot of people ask on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else, how is my wife doing? Because yep, she tested positive last Wednesday. She's doing better today. Like, seems to be feeling better. You know, still isolated. Good. Like, you know, she can't come out of the room, and we're not going in the room unless I'm dropping off food in a mask and then exiting after a few seconds. But she does seem to be feeling better. So that's good news, and I appreciate any of you who have taken the time to ask, whether it's through text message or Twitter or Facebook. And if I haven't responded to some message, I apologize, but I'm sure you understand. I'm juggling multiple jobs and multiple kids. I've never been more exhausted in my life. I did want to focus just a moment on a really tragic story that I heard last night connected to this COVID-19 pandemic. I'm not telling secrets because it's a headline that, you know, local news outlets have picked up on. A teacher at my middle son's school tested positive for COVID-19 and died. She's a first grade assistant teacher. I won't use her name because I'm not sure that her name has been made public. But, you know, she was someone that worked at Oliver's school, and she was not in his class, far as I know, but I'm confident if I showed him a picture of her, he would recognize her from the school. And what's sad about it, beyond the obvious, this is somebody's wife and somebody's mother and somebody's aunt and somebody's friend and, you know, somebody's teacher. So to lose her unexpectedly and quickly is, that's obvious, obviously sad in and of itself. But what makes it even more tragic is that when I found out her name last night, I went to Facebook, and I do this sometimes when I hear about people die or seriously injured. I go to Facebook and I go, well, I wonder if I know this person, or I wonder if I'm friends with people who know this person, or I just want to know who this person was, what they looked like, where they worked, what they were interested in. And so I typed her name in last night, and, you know, it popped up, and I started going through her Facebook page. And I mean, it turns out we did have friends in common, and I believe I'm even friends with somebody who was related to her. And I start scrolling through, and it just breaks your heart, because this is a woman who was, it appears, early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. But if you scroll through her Facebook page, it is one conspiracy theory after another about the election and about this virus. And to read the timeline on it is just incredible, because I went back to late October, and she has posted something that is explaining why she believes this virus was created, quote, created to cause fear, to scare people,
and that she will not live in fear, right? And also her page is like full of Trump stuff and conspiracy theories about Democrats and Joe Biden. You know, Joe Biden's a pedophile, all that wild nonsense. It's all over her page. So you can sort of understand the mindset there. And so I'm just reading the post, and it's like, you know, this virus was created to scare people, but I'm not going to live in fear. You know, do your own research. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Don't live in fear. And you scroll up a little bit. And I'm talking about like three posts later. It's like, hey, just wanted to let everybody know I'm in the hospital with COVID. You know, please pray for me. And then like 4 days after that, it's like, here's funeral arrangements for this lady. Mm. I mean, in a span of 2 weeks, she went from publicly on Facebook screaming about how this isn't real and or it was created just to scare people and I'm not going to live in fear and people shouldn't live in fear, to I'm in the hospital, to I'm dead. 2 weeks. And it's why I get so frustrated with people, whether it's on Twitter or on Facebook, because it's especially bad on Facebook, who either share or create total lies about elections, about politicians, and about this virus, because it is genuinely dangerous. Like, when I see that stuff on Facebook, I'm not swayed by it because I know it's idiotic and stupid. Like, if you share that type of stuff on Facebook, I don't read it and go, ooh, maybe they're all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.